We are on Daf Lamed Gimel Mabez, and we are about 10 lines down at the two dots. We are in the Sugya of Hadas. We said what was miyuchad about this particular Sugya is one of the dinim which we haven't seen previously by Lulav, and that was about if there's berries on the Hadas. At times, the berries, the appearance and the presence of berries can be problematic, namely, if they are not green. If they're green, then it doesn't detract from the Hadar. But we saw that if they're black and if they're red, then it's a problem. Mishnah says if there's a Navav Meruba Yismei Alav, there's more berries than leaves, then it's possible. And we said the Emiat and Kasha, the Eimamat and the Yomtov. We spoke yesterday a little bit about if something is Dachui, if you have a Chefta Shal Mitzvah and it was Nidchen, if it was Nidchen Miyakara, or if it was Nira, and then it was Nidchen, and then it was Nira again. How do we view it? We know Legabi Kavanis, there's problems. We had a question Legabi Mitzvahs. So the last discussion is that we said Ein Mematin B'Yomtiv. One is not supposed to be Mamayit and remove the berries on Yomtiv. Says the Gemara, Ha'avra V'Liktin Ma'ay Kosher. But if you go ahead and you are, you remove these berries, it is kosher. How do we know that? How do we know if you're Avra V'Liktin that it's kosher? So the Tzlach says, because if Avra V'Liktin is possible, so then it turns out you actually haven't done anything wrong. There is no Tikkun Mane. Meaning the whole potential, the whole Isser is Tikkun Mane. If I remove them, I haven't actually fixed anything up, so then there is no Tikkun Mane. So if you are Malakit them, it is good. Even though we said you shouldn't do it lechatchila because it's nearer kimisakin, it's got some type of appearance as if it is a tikkun of sorts. Now, we're speaking here where there are berries on the hadas. Now, usually the berries naturally are green, and then eventually they change color and they become dark, they become black, and so on. So, says the Gemara, the ashchur emas. So, when did they become black? And we're saying, well, if there's more black berries than leaves, then it's a problem. The Ashchor Amos, when did they become black? We will, we'll look at, that's really what Rashi says. Rashi just says, when did they become black? Because if they were green, then they were fine. So the Ashchor Emes, when did they become black? Elema da Ashchor mi esmol. If they became black already Erev Yom Tov, they became black on Erev Yom Tov. So then, dichu mi karahu. So let's consider what you have over here. You have a Hadas, and the Hadas has got blackberries. And if it's blackberries, then this Hadas was never roy to be a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah. It is dochui mi'ikara. And what is the Mishnah saying? Don't worry. If you remove the black berries on Yom Tov, it's fine. So if so, tifshet mina dich mi'ikara delai havi dichui. So surely this would be a good source to prove that if something is dochui mi'ikara, it is a dichui. We should have included this in the previous sugya. And elsewhere in Shas, when we were discussing, is there a musik of dichui by mitzvahs? So, Allahar, let's prove that dichui mikara is dichui. Dichui mikara is not considered to be a dichui, and that's the reason why you're allowed to use it. Elalav, and for the fact that we don't do that, elalav, the ashkor biyamtiv. Elamai, what are you going to say the case is that it actually became black on yamtiv itself? That's very interesting. If so, then it was nira, vinidcha, and now it becomes nira again once you remove the blackberries. So it's nira, vinidcha, and nira, and still it's meduik in the Mishnah that it's kosher. So sham is mina, nira, vinidcha, chayza, vinira. So we can be pleasure from here. A huge thing that something which was nira, vinidcha, it is chayza, vinira. That's a massive thing to be able to prove. Says the Gemara, like le'olam the ashchur mi'ikara. Really, the case is the cave was black before Yom Tov was chal. And as we saw yesterday in Rashi, Rashi says ad shegi kadesh alav hayom, And Rashi calls that the Zman HaMitzvah. And like we said yesterday, we'll have to be mechalik between like the Zman of the Mitzvah and the time when practically Lamaisa you are to actually fulfill the Mitzvah. It says, it was black before Yom Tov was Chal. We can, we will be patient from here that if something was dochui mi'ikara, it's not considered to be a dichui. That you can be patient. That we don't yet have a pshita still, that we're not able to conclude. And be machrias. Again, our Mishnah says you're not allowed to be memayit on Yom Tov. If you did, we said it's meduyik that it's kosher because otherwise there is no tikkun mana. When did you do it? Now the Gemara is saying when did it become black? It became black already before Yom Tov. It was dachem yikara, and we can be patient from here that something which is dachem yikara is not considered to be a dichui legabe mitzvahs. Let's just see a Rashi over here. So Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, it's about 10 lines before the lines become wide. Tifshit mina. Rashi speaks it very clearly. Important. Devadai dichui mi'ikara odif minira v'nitcha. Meaning, like we spoke out yesterday, if something was never roi to be a chafzah shal mitzvah, or it was roi and it was pushed aside, which is the lesser of two evils, which is not quite as bad. The vadai dichu mi'ikara odif. That's not as bad. That is halakhically easier to matter minira benitcha. And something which was roi and it was actively pushed aside once it was in a matzah that it was roi. The mashli nira la mitzvah ma'oilam ad akshav hashtahu de mischazi. So it was never in the parsha and only now it became roi. V'habi kikarben shehokdash achshav mitchilasei mechusas zman haya. Originally, it was a six-day-old animal. Okay, it was never in the parish. It was never a bar hakrav. It was never roy to be a carbon. Aval nira lemitzvah v'nitcha mimeno. But if something was roy, and then it got pushed aside, that's much more offensive. That's much more of a pegia in the chafzah shel mitzvah. Aval nira lemitzvah v'nitcha mimeno havali dichui. That is a dichoy. I just thought it was an interesting Lashon Rashi. If I was Rashi, I would have perhaps said, Av nir lemitzvah v'nitcha, v'nitcha mimena, l'oilam eima l'cha, havali dichoy. It's just interesting that Rashi says it in a much stronger way. Av nir lemitzvah v'nitcha mimena, havali dichoy. It is dichoy. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara just says, look, you can be patient, but if something was dachui miyakara, it's not dachui. How does the Gemara conclude? Avol nira v'nitcha v'chayiz v'nira leitiv sheit. You can't be patient. You can't be patient either way. Lashna Rashi is a stronger lashna. Avol nira l'mitzvah v'nitcha v'nira haveli dachui. It is dachui. Just interesting why Rashi seemingly is kind of being machria. The nira v'nitcha is actually going to be dachui. Fine. Tanur Rabbanan ein mematin b'yomtiv. We, as we saw in the Mishnah, one is not allowed to be memayit to remove the berries on Yom Tov. Mishum Rav Lezer Rav Shimon Amru. And they said in the name of Rav Lezer, the son of Rav Shimon, mematin. Palad Gazach, you're allowed to remove the berries of a hadas. Right now you have a hadas which is possible, a mitzvah. Says Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, no problem. Remove the berries, no problem. Frankly, Gemara, v'hokam istakin mana, be Yom Tov. Surely there is a problem of tikkun mana. Amr Rav Ashi, amazing answer. Kagoin shalikton lachilo. What have you done over here? You removed the berries for the sake of eating the berries. So your primary kavana, your intention is lachila, and that's what's going through your mind. Rashi says shalikton lanav malo menahades amenas laoichlan ve'ene miskavin lachshire. Your intent is to eat, not to fix up. Frag the Gemara. That's all good and well. That was your intention. However, says the Gemara, that's the reason why it's mutter, because it's the Davi Shimon Miskaven. Correct the Gemara, that's good. But so what? Once we get into the world of Davi Shimon Miskaven, so then automatically we need to consider the implications of Psik Resha. What is the only difference between Davi Shimon Miskaven and Psik Resha? Remember, by both of them, the case is, which I don't have direct intention, or my primary intention is not to do the malacha asura. So for instance, let's say I open the door of a fridge, I would like to take out a bottle of grape juice. So I'm opening the fridge. My action is opening the fridge, retrieving a bottle of grape juice. It happens to be, it's a psik resha, that the light will turn on. That's a secondary action. It is inevitable. What would be a Davashin Miskavin situation? The light sometimes goes on, sometimes it doesn't go on. You know, difficult to say yes, no. That would be a Davashin Miskavin. Davashin Miskavin is Mutal Chatchila, we pask him, according to B'Shimon. Psik Reisha, says the Gemara, says Abayin Rava, Moedah B'Shimon, Psik Reisha. Very B'Shimon agrees, and the Shad and the Achronim exactly what is the Lumbus, is it that it's Kimechavin Dami, or there's enough of a Yachas between the two. The two results, that if I have kavana for action A, action B is somehow included in action A. It's not that I actually had kavana for it as such, but the two are so, they're inextricably linked. You can't differentiate. There are nafkaminas within the lamdas. Al kavana, in fact, the Gemara, you're telling me over here that you went ahead, you're interested in having some hadas berries for lunch. So you go ahead and you remove these berries. So the Gemara says it's not a problem of tikkun mana because you're doing it for the sake of achilat davshin miskaven. In fact, the Gemara, Rav Shimon agrees by psik resha. Maybe Rav Shimon psik resha v'layamus. Answers the Gemara, fascinating answer, which is the source of a huge machlekes rishonim. Hachibu ma'iskin and the islay hashana achriti. He's got another hadas. He has another hadas. In which case, what is the Gemara saying? Let's maybe see Rashi. Rashi will say it far better than me. Let's take a look at a couple of Rashis. Let's start with, well, we'll just see the Rashi first. Take a look at Rashi, about three lines before the lines become wide. Fellow says, you know what? I'm going to cut the head of this animal off on Shabbos. V'eini reitzei shedamus. I don't want chas v'shalom the animal should die. Tekei v'en deyavshu shalei tamus. Note the Lashon of Rashi, Kimiskavin Chashivle. You know, we mentioned the Dion and the Achreinim. Rashi says, Sukalama Gimel, Kimiskavin Chashivle. The Chi, I mean, Davishin Miskavin Mutter, Kigan Hecha, the Efshalay Bele Yisr. It's possible that the Yisr will not come about. Kigan Gera Adam, Mita Kisiv Esafsal, a person drags something across the ground. Ubavashle Yiskavin Las Yisharitz, he doesn't have the intention to make a groove. Maybe it will, maybe it won't, leaving aside the physics that either it will or it won't. If you happen to know how soft the dirt is, how heavy the table is, don't you know for sure? And isn't that considered to be like a suffix psik resh or something which just you're blissfully unaware? That's another discussion. Now we have the Gemara Dilma Avid Chariz, Kevinly Miskadin, Lahari, the Epsher Ligreira. Balei Haritz. No, Rashi doesn't say the Efshel Grey Rizu. Efshel Grey Rabalei Haritz. Ki Avinami Haritz. The Havi Malacha Gemura. Le Mechayev Al Hecha Devadi Avid Maida. So that was the Gemara's Kash. The Maida B'Shem of Psik Reisha. Says the Gemara. Fantastic answer. Le Tzirich Abis Le Yishan Achrito. Balei Tzorech Lahai. Says Rashi. Hilkach Ein Kan Tikun Kli. It's not considered to be a Tikun Kli. The Le Tzirich Alei La'achshura. Says Rashi, "V'leidami hashtel psik resha, the hasam ika netilas neshama mimanavshach." There, what is the shema iser? Netilas neshama, the removal of the soul from the animal. If you cut off the animal's head, even if you're only doing it to give it as a toy for your child, like the Gemara says elsewhere, but perforce ika netilas neshama mimanavshach. V'hacha leka tikkun kli. So Rashi says that the concept of tikkun kli is a little bit more subjective. In other words, if a person, you know, if a guy takes a hadas and he removes the berries, I mean, that's not called a tikkun kli. He's just eating the berries and he's going to chuck it in the bin. It's not objectively, intrinsically considered to be a tikkun mana of sorts. It very much depends on your intention, on your kavana. And we find this concept elsewhere in Shas. It's fascinating. There are sometimes you can have two people doing the exact same thing. One is doing a malacha d'iraisa, and one is not doing any malacha d'iraisa. What's a classical example? The Gemara says in Shabbos, HaZomer ve'ein tzarch le'etzim. Person is pruning a branch off a tree. He's pruning a tree, and he wants the branch also. So if you would like to take the branch to use, that's called your harvesting. The harvesting, that's a katsira. And like the word in English, harvest has a connotation that you're taking it to use, not breaking it off. If I just break a branch off a tree and chuck it in the field, I haven't harvested it. I've broken a branch off a tree. When you harvest something, you harvest an organ. You're taking it because you would like to use. That's what harvesting means. So you can have two individuals, they both want to prune their trees. Reuven and Shimon are pruning their trees. But Reuven is actually interested in taking the branch. Shimon is not interested in taking the branch. So one, Reuven, who's interested in the branch, besides Katsira, he's done the Malach of Zomer. Shimon has not done the Malach of Zomer. Fractasis, but isn't it Psik Ratio? No. Because there's some Malachas, a lack of Kavana is actually, it's not even considered to be the Malacha. You need the Kavana to make it into the Malacha. So it seems to be without the Kavana, it's not even considered to be the Malacha. If you behead an animal, that is considered to be Netzilus Neshama. You can't say, well, I was only interested in a makeshift football. You know, that's considered to be Netzilus Neshama. But when it comes to Tikkun Mana, I mean, you know, a myrtle branch, is that actually considered to be, like, objectively a mana for the fact that 7 days out of the year there is such a thing? So Rashi seems to be saying, V'ha'cha leka Tikkun Kli, and so on. Avo illo yehavi achrita mashvili mana. But if he doesn't have an extra hadas, so then it is considered to be a mana. Now you can already start to hear, based on what we've said, the very fact that it's not clear that removing berries is considered to be a tikkun mana. And therefore, it's fascinating, the Rambam, when he quotes this din, Lamaisa, he leaves out the Isli Hashan Achrita. And then it's a Kalim ask, that's the answer to the Gemara. So some say this lumnus which we're saying, to the extent that it's not intrinsic, it's not implicit in the removal of berries that you have necessarily done some type of an action which is a malach asur b'shabbos. So the very fact that if you don't need it, it's not considered to be a malach, it shows that it's not implicit in the actual thing itself. Al Gabonim, that is what Rashi is saying over here. Just to mention, this is one of the famous rayas. This is one of the rayas of the famous Shittas Ha'aruch. The Aruch Paskins, Psik Reisha Delaini Chalei is Mutter. If you're doing a Psik Reisha, remember, it's always important to get this distinction clear. Psik Reisha is not the same thing as actually turning on a light. You open the door of a fridge and the light goes on. It's mamish like you turn that. It's a Psik Reisha. You're right. The light will turn on, but in Lumbus, it's not the same thing. I'm still opening the door of the fridge to get out a bottle of grape juice. There will inevitably be a light coming on. Nafkamina, we paskin, that psik reisha al de akum is mutter. I can go over to, and I've done this lamaisa, we once had a shasatchak mamish. We forgot mayonnaise in the fridge and the light was on in the fridge. Can't go with it, go have a shabbos without mayonnaise. So, ask the goy lechatchila, you know, without a remez, you could just ask them straight out, can you open the door of the fridge and get something out of the fridge? The light's going to go, that's psik reisha. Psik Reisha is not the exact same thing. Kapanim Zakti Aruch, what if it's Psik Reisha Delainichalei? And there is a deon, is Le'ich Paslei and Leinichalei considered to be the same thing. But if it's Leinichalei, he couldn't care less, doesn't help him, and so on. Psik Reisha Leinichalei says the Aruch is Mutter. What's one of the Rayas? Sukkah Daf Lama Gimel Amid Beis. Why? Because I've got loads of hadasim already limits. I just like to have some berries. You're telling me it's a psik reisha tikkun mana? Oh, what do I care about that? It's a psik reisha delei niyichalei. And the Gemara says it's mutter. So that's one of the rayas of the Aruch. And the Rishonim are chalek on the Aruch. They have to deal with this and be miyashiv. Why this is not a raya? Maybe because the whole case is more kal and it's only derabbanan and it's not as intrinsic as the case of Netzilas Neshama or it's Litzerach Mitzvah, other diyunim. Talk upon him. That is the discussion, very important, Mar Mokum, of Sikh Rishla Nichle from the Sugya on Daf Lama Gimel Amadeus.
But that, how
I'm sorry?
The Hadah, it's not the Hadah by itself, it's in the Hashana, which would make it, if it's in the Hashana, the intent is to, for mitzvah.
And therefore what?
Hashana is going to be used in the mitzvah, not for eating.
I'm not hearing the question exactly. So what exactly is the question?
So the intention is, it's not intended to be eaten.
Well, again, the question is not intended to be eaten. So again, the fellow's taking the berries, and he's eating them. So the case is he's taking them to eat. The Gemara just said, but it's a psik reisha klapi the tikkun mana, right? We said he's got another one, but he's taking them to eat.
No, but this question, he is really removing them, but he's eating them, he's enjoying eating them at the same time. But there's a bit object there. If it's a hoshana, and removing the berries is going to be part of the mitzvah. So it's the intention, the eating is a sideline.
Well, and what we're saying, his primary intention is for eating. It's a psik reisha, legabi, the fact that there's been a tikkun mana in a case where isli shana chrito, we're saying it's mutl chatchil. Maybe we'll speak about it after. Let's finish off. Says the Gemara, Tanrabanan, hutter egdei biyomtev aigdoi ka'agudah shal yerek. So if we said, remember we mentioned that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you must bind the lulav with the hadas from the aravas, you must. According to the Rabbanan, you don't have to, but it's a zekeli v'anveyu hider to do so. So hutter agde b'yomtev, if the eged became unraveled or became snapped on yomtev, so what do you do? Hutter agde b'yomtev agde kagude shal yerek. If you look at Rashi, five lines down the white lines, hutter agde shalulav b'yomtev agde kricha ba'alma. Meaning, what do you do? Yichricha eged saviv yitchav reishay b'teich akrach. You just kind of stick it in. Kameisha agde nagudas yerek, like you bundle up vegetables. V'lo yiksha shnei harashin ke'echad kishar k'shorim. The kesha shal kayama mi'avis malachasu. Mean that's an av malacha to do a kesha shal kayama, which agav shitz Rashi is if you do it forever. Rashi says, v'zeh shal kayama hu she'ena cheshish lahatirei olamis. Rashi can say that it always says a kesha shal kayama is if you're doing it forever. It's not forever, it's not a kesha shal kayama. Says the Gemara says, you should do. You bind it k'agudah shal yerek. Fraktima v'amai Lianve, Amianev, why don't you do something a little bit more substantial? Why don't you do a bow? Lianve Ma'anev, says the one, no. Hamani Rebudi, the Amrani, the Kshir Ma'aliasahi. Shita Rebudi says a bow is on par and is as chamor as a kashagomor. So if you can't bow it either. I Rebuda, Eged Ma'aliasaboy. Well, according to Rebuda, so what does it help to do this wrap around? That's no good either. So we say, Haitana Savali Kavase Bechada, O Palagale Bechada. So this Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and that you cannot do a bow. But he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda that there's no formal requirement to do a proper eget, to do a proper thing, and therefore it's sufficient to just wrap around. And that is the Pshat. Rashi says over here an important line, couple of lines before the Mishnah, Rashi says, Shaminin mihacha de be'inin belulav kesher gomor. Ashik sheshnei yarashi ha'eged, and so on. Va'oigdan ke'agudish la'yerek lav egedu. The fila rabbanu the pligalei de rabbiuda. Even the rabbanu say you don't need to do an eged. Va'amilulav ejeinu agud kasha, ma'idu de mitzah la'oigdai. So lechatchila, it's coming out according to Rashi, lechatchila, a person should do a kesher shel kayama when you knot, when you tie your lulav, whether that's from their rabbis. You should do a proper kasher shel kayama. That is what one should do. Good. Says the Mishnah Vayta, Rava gizula v'yaveisha psula. Shel asher shalini da'achas psula. Niktam reisha nifetzu alea. All this is what we've said so far. But now we have something which is miyuchad. V'atzaf tzafa psula. But if you have what is known as not a willow, but a tzaf tzafa, that's going to be psula. We'll see exactly what that is. Kamusha, if it's withered, and some of the leaves have fallen off the shelbal, or one which does not grow by the river, even though the pasuk says arvinachal, but if it's shelbal, it's a field which is sufficient to have mayim, is kshera. Look at the verse Rashi. There's an idea now to be gerus in Rashi. Rashi says, Arov gzulav yevesh psula lilulav. Delachem akulu koi. So Rashi says it's postal lilulav. So some say that the correct gerus should be kilulav. It's psula like a lulav. Delachem akulu koi. Because that which says ulakachtem lachem, it's going in everything. Now, okay, and that certainly makes sense. And the quotes over v'chenu lashon haran alarif, but Rashi didn't say this by hadas. Rashi didn't say lilulav or kilulav delachem akulukai in the previous mishnah. So some say no. Some say that really the gerus is like it says b'fanenu. It's psula lilulav. And it's coming la'afuke, the arova, which is used to makif the mizbeach. Meaning there's an arova which we take in our, together with the lulav, and there's an arova which we use to circumvent the mizbeach, to go around the mizbeach. So Rashi is saying it's psula lulav, because legabi the mitzvah netilas lulav, that's when it says lekachtem lachem. But by the other time when you take an arova, very, very meduyik, why Rashi says it only over here as opposed to in the previous sugya. That was that. Then we said, if you look at Rashi, Tzaftzafar, Rashi says, Min Arava, it's a type of willow, but the Ale Shelah, its leaf is ogul, it's round. Because I mean, like, come on, Upasale Mikra. So that is going to be a problem. It's got to be a narrow leaf. If you look at the Rashi of Baal, the last Rashi, because now we mentioned this before, but let's just see it again. We'll start from five lines from the end of the page in Rashi, two words before the end of the line. Rashi says, "V'hai de polig luhu b'masnisne b'dalad bavi." Why do we have four separate cases? V'tani lulu b'api nafshi, hadas b'api nafshi, v'chein arabi, v'chein esrik, v'li ar v'tani luhu. We're putting them all together. There's something unique in each of the four minim. Therefore, you have to say four separate cases. Another answer which the Achronim give is, imagine what you might have mistakenly concluded if it would have said, lulav, the hadas, the arava, the esrog, hagazel is possible. You might have said, if all four of them are stolen, if all four of them are shalasher, if all four of them are yavesh, and so on. So therefore, we want to say each of them. Mind you, mitzad that answer, you might have been deichen. It could have said v'chein la hadas, v'chein la arava. But that is an answer which is given. Good. Sag b'gemar ten rabbanan arvei nachal the pasuk when discussing. Presenting the arava, it calls it arve nachal. It is an arve nachal. So we say hagdelim al hanachal. It's something which grows by a nachal, by a river. Davracher arve nachal sha'ale shala mashuch ke nachal. It is drawn out. It is long, like a river. The river is drawn. It flows. So its flow, the shape is, it's more of an oval shape as opposed to a round shape, like a nachal. Tanya idach arve nachal, ein li ela arve nachal. Shel baal v'shel harim inayin, tamad loyma arvei, lashon rabim nachal. Mikol makom, says Rashi, last Rashi, lashon rabim. So how do I know that it can be, even if it doesn't grow by a river, by a stream, it is kosher, because it says arvei. It says lashon of arvei, and that implies that even if it doesn't practically grow by a river. Abishol Eimer arvei shtayim.
Sorry, what is this?
So Rashi says the word arvei is lashon ravim. So it comes to teach me two things. It comes to teach me two things, that not only the aravas which grow by a stream are kosher, but even aravas which don't grow by a stream, they're also kosher.
Strange that
there's a self-contradiction within the expression.
Because it says the word nachal. Same, because it says the word nachal, it should imply nachal. But I guess it seems to be that it could have just said, you know, arav nachal. I'm sorry?
Should have said arav.
Should have said what?
Arav.
Well, you mean, what?
Nachal doesn't limit the category.
You mean, why not just say aravais and have one word? Have one word to imply all types of aravas instead of saying the word nachal and then bringing a riboy to add something else. I hear what you're saying. Question being asked over here is, if all aravas are kosher, why not just say aravas instead of saying the word nachal and then telling me you don't need nachal? So maybe the answer is, like Rashi says somewhere, if you look at the first Rashi on the sugya, so that is the answer that, and this is actually quite fascinating, this concept. It comes out like this, and Rashi says it very clearly. The Torah tells you to take arve nachal. If you don't take one which grows by a river, it's also kosher. It's very rare for the Torah to tell me lechatchilas and bidyevitz. The Torah speaks in absolute terms. This is what you do, this is what you don't do. It doesn't say lechatchila do this, if not do that. We don't find that. In fact, I saw when Rabbi Yashiv says that he says mavur midi b'rashi demikom mak makra midi pshuta leyatza. The pashto is nachal. The kevin the chziv arve nachal al korchach delamitzah ba'inan nachal. Ideally, you should get one which grows by a stream and so on. Zokta v'yashiv v'nei v'etzem ha'shikos of Rashi v'lechatchila mahadirina b'shal nachal. Ideally, you should get one which grows by a stream. U'mashmet ha'vi dvar Torah, because it says the word nachal, and that's as you are rightly pointing out. Otherwise, why say the word? V'lechere b'di araiselim etzin lechatchila b'di evet. U'kidukosavnu ha'tesvis reish gittin daf gimel amadeis. You don't usually find lechatchilas in bedievitz. Another place where they speak about this is in the beginning of the second parak of Chulin, about lechatchila, you're supposed to shecht the entire konen, the entire veshet. If you do roiv kalechad kamayis, if you do roiv of the konen, the veshet, or of the konen or the veshet, if it's an oif, that's also good. Does that mean lechatchilas and bidyevitz? It's another place where they speak about it. Says Rabbi Yashiv, a potential chilek as to when the Torah does mention lechatchilas and bidyevitz and when it speaks in absolute terms. Vanir b'zeh, devade beget, she'im b'zeh mitzvah chiyuvis, le'shaych le'im b'dirayis yeh hevdol bein lechatchila b'dyevitz. If there's no active mitzvah for a person to be megarish's wife, as we know, it's just that if a person would like to divorce his wife, then you have to use the Seder HaKsuva BaTorah, namely on a Sefer Krisos, it's got to be written Lishma, v'chulo v'chulo. But there's no mitzvah chiyuvis as such, so there we're not giving mechagatin lechatchilas and bidyevitz. Avol b'mitzvah chiyuvis ke'arava v'adei shegam min ha'Torah shayach lemer lechatchila yahader. Lechatchila you should take one which grows by a nachal. So that would be the answer to your question, that it says the word nachal because there is merit, there's a mile in taking arve nachal. But because it says the word arve, that tells me even if it's not, if it doesn't go by a river, it's also okay. Abishol says, arve shtayim. So again, it says the word arve, that teaches me to achas lulav v'achas lamikdash. So one is telling me the musig of arovais, which is used in Arba Minim, and one is telling me the musig of mikdash, like we said, lahakivis mizbeach, that they would go around the mizbeach with arovais. The rabbanan, but the rabbanan who don't use it for that, the rabbanan lamikdash minalahu. So where do the rabbanan know that there is a mitzvah to be makiv the mizbeach, to go around the mizbeach with arovais? How do they know that? Says the Gemara, Hilchas a Gemiri Lehu. It's Lach Hamish Misina. The Amr Abasi, Amr Rabbi Yechanan. Esen Etzios, the concept of 10 plantings, 10 saplings, which Rashi says that, it says in the beginning of Masechah Shviyos, that there is a din of Tisefes Shvi'is, that a person is supposed to limit what they plant in the period right before the Shemitah. I mean, we're actually in it right now, in the last month before the Shemitah year. However, if you have Esenetiyos, if you have 10 trees planted in the area of a Beis Saul, and it's planted in a certain way that we know that they will be able to grow and flourish and survive and they'll all be viable, so there's a lot from Shemitah, you're allowed to plant up to the Shemitah, all the way up to Rosh Hashanah. That is Allah from Shemitah. Arava, that you make the Mizbeach, that's Allah from Shemitah. Nisacha Mayim, the fact that you're Manasseh Mayim by the carbon Tamid during Sukkos, that is all a halacha meshmi Sinai. So those things are a halacha meshmi Sinai. So the question was, the Rabbanan, that they don't use the word arvei to tell me the mitzvah of being makiv the mizbeach, how do they know that you're makiv the mizbeach in the Mikdash? There it is, halacha meshmi Sinai. If you look at the second thesis over here, Rabbanan al-Mikdash min Allahu, you could have asked, according to Abba Shaul, how does he know that you're allowed to use aravas which don't grow by a stream? Says Taisus Taka, Meshema Lesli. Maybe Taka, according to Abba Shaul, you must use ones which grow by a stream. And so on. And Tesis mentions a few lines later, that's what would come out according to Abba Shaul. Good. This is referring to ones which grow by the Nachal. Prat Latzafzafa. As we mentioned, it's coming to be Mayit, this other Min, which we said is the Tzafzafa. Prat Latzafzafa. This is the one which grows in the mountains. Amrav Zera Mikra, what is the pasuk which seems to tell me that you may not use a tzafzafa? So there is a pasuk in Yecheskel where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mechiach Yecheskel about the actions of Klal Yisrael. And it says, I'll just read the whole pasuk. It says, V'yikach mizera aretz v'yitneu b'stei zara kach Almayim Rabim Tzafzafa Samay. So, meaning something which was mushrush, which was planted and rooted by Mayim Rabim, meaning the Arova Tzafzafa Samay. It's now kind of been placed like a Tzafzafa. It could have been something which was Almayim Rabim. And now, instead of that, instead of being this Arova, which is Almayim Rabim, instead of that, Tzavtzafa Samay. Now it became a Tzavtzafa. So you see that Tzavtzafa is an inferior species. It's not the same. Rashi says, three lines down in the middle lines, Maikra, the Tzavtzafa Ligriusa. It's inferior. But it's a different min entirely. That which was mushrush, which was achuz, which was rooted by the nachal, by the mayim rabim, which we call narava, nasa tzavtzava, it became like something which is different, like tzavtzava. Alma legriusahid, betecha chanamri lebiachesko. So this is something which is different. So says Reb Zera. Amalei abayi b'dilma prusha kamafarish. Maybe the word tzavtzava is an explanation. Kachal mayim rabim, my niyu tzavtzava. Says the Gemara in Kain, my samay. What's the word samay, which is mashma, it's kind of been placed and became something different. Amrei v'alveyu, amra kadosh baruch hu, what's pshat in the drasha of Zera, in the pasuk according to this, amra kadosh baruch hu, ani amarti shi Yisrael lefanei ke kachal mayim rabim. They should be like, in front of me, like the arava which grows al mayim rabim. But they made themselves like this inferior species, which is the tzavtzav, which grows in the mountain. Again, I'm Rabbi Yavoy, I'm a Kaddish Baruch, and I'm a Tishu Yisrael, Lefana, King Kach, and I'm Rabbim, and I'm Nigar. Rav, Avein, Samad, Svon, Ketav, Svon, Shibahar. Good. Al Kavanim, Tzav, Svon, is considered to be a different Min, and as we mentioned several times in when we discussed the Psulim of the Arba Minim, either it's a lack of Hadar, either it's Chaser, either it's a different Min, or maybe it's the Min, but it's not fully grown. These are the Psulim which we have to deal with. Tanavan Ezua, Rav, Avein, Ezua, Tzav, Svon. What are the physical differences between Arava and Tzatzifa? Arava Kane Shela Adem, its stalk is red. The Ale Shela, as we mentioned, is drawn out, it's Mashuch, or Pia, and the area around the leaf is Chalak, is smooth. Whereas Tzatzifa Kane Shela Lavan, the stalk is white. Ale Shela Agol, it's more round. Or Pia Deimel Magol, and the area around the leaf is like a sickle. It is like a sickle, meaning there are ridges in it, and these are all simanim of a tzatzifa. Frankly, one of a tanya deim lemagel kosher. I thought we learned, if you have an arava, the leaf is deim to a sickle, it's kosher, and only if it's deim lemaser is it possible. If it's like a saw, is it possible? Rashi says in the last medium-sized line, v'tanya deim lemagel kosher, magel. Meaning the grooves in the sickle, all of them are going towards one direction. They're all klape beis yad. Whereas the saw master, he megir shekain shiga u pegima yisteh hachis neichachay. It goes against it. But I am shnei uktan. There's two sharp bits. So we seem to make a distinction, even if there are ridges in the sides of the leaf, in the edges of the leaf, and if it's deimah to a magal, it's kosher, and only if it's deimah to a saw, to a maser, is it possible. I'm Rabbi Kitanya he bechil fagila. Now, when do we say if it's like a magal, it's kosher? If it is like a chilfa gila. Which not so clear exactly what that is, but the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Shmamina, I chilvegila kashle shana." If it's a chilvegila, which is like a sickle, where the ridges are going in one direction towards the stem, it is kasher. Says Mabshita, "Ma'ot deim ahoil the isle shem levai loy nis kasher." Kamash malon. Maybe because it's got a very distinct name, maybe it's not going to be, it cannot be used. It's not considered to be arvei nachal. Kamash malon, it's no good. Fregvi my ema hachanami. When we say arvei nachal amrachmana mikal makom, and we had this ha'ara in the previous sugya, surely shein levai would only be a problem if it says the actual thing itself. And here lemais it does say a lashon of arvei. It does use the lashon of willows. So maybe that ha'ara of tesis is not as shver over here. Says Rav Chizda, there's three things that from the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni onwards, the name has changed. The name of these three items has changed, and we're going to see this in Nafka Mina as to why is it important for us to know that the name has changed. So, Chilfasa, Arvasa, Arvasa, Chilfasa. Meaning that which was known as a Chilfasa now is known as an Arvasa, or an Arava, and that which was initially known as Arvasa, an Arava, now is known as a Chilfasa. So the one might have to mean a Lululav. So we need to know what is, when the Torah spoke about an Arava, so we would need to take what was previously known as an Arvasa, and now is known as a Chilfasa. That's the one which we need to take, an Afkamina for Lulav. Shipura, that which was originally called a Shefar, a Shipura, nowadays is known as a Chatzitzrasa. That which was originally known as a Chatzitzrasa now is called a Shipura. Might not be an Allah Shefer Shal Rosh Hashanah. You want to take something which is now called a Chatzitzrasa, because that's really what a Shefer is. Pasurta is a Psura. Psura is a Psurta. So Rashi says, four lines down, Psurta Psura, Achas Gedoyla, Achas Katana. Two different types of tables. One is bigger and one is smaller. So again, psuta, 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 ps You need to know what type of a table you're buying. Rabbi says, "Af ani omer." I have got another one to add to the list. Something which its name has changed. Beikasi, one of the stomachs in the and one of the stomachs in a cow, in various behemoths, is called the Beikasi, or we call it Beisakosis. That was called Beikasi. Now it's called Huvlila. That which used to be called Huvlila is now called Beikasi. The Gemara Nechulin speaks about if you have a needle which is found in the thickness of this stomach called Beis HaKoses, and it makes a distinction as to if it's gone, if it's a Nekev Mefulish, if it goes all the way through, if it doesn't go all the way through. So we need to know which type of stomach we are dealing with. Amar Rava Bar Yosef, which some say Rava Bar Yosef was none other than Rava. Amar Rav Bar Yosef, Afani Omer, Bovel Bursif, Bursif Bovel. Meaning that which was originally called Bovel is now called Bursif. That which was originally called Bursif is now called Bovel. The my Nafkamina or Gitinashim. Nafkamina is for Gitinashim. Zagrashi, the Kaimalan, Amebe Gemi Chutzla Aritz, Sarshim Fanenechtum Fanenechtum. The Shliach who brings the get needs to say, it was written in front of me, it was signed in front of me. Why? Either it's because of Rava's reason over there, because it's not clear that you'll be able to find anyone to be Mikayim, the signatures on the get. And if the Baal is Ma'arer and requires Kiyim Shtaris, the get will already be Mikoyim. And therefore we require it because of Kiyim. Imishum, the other reason mentioned there is Rabbah. Mishum to aim the key in the Shema, and they don't know that the get needs to be written in the Shema. That may be merits Yisrael, ain't it tzarech, levisha b'ki in the Shema, number one. But regala mitzim lahak and chasimus eidim l'kaimah, and therefore there's no requirement, neither reason applies. I mean, in Austin, the Gemara says over there, Bavel, Eretz Yisrael l'gitin, Bavel has the same halachic status as Eretz Yisrael l'gabi gitin, levisha b'nei Torah, l'b'ki in the Shema, Ubnei Yeshiva Mitzvin Leilach Velilma Misham Teira Nikal Maklemis. It is the place. It was the Torah hub of the world. So says Rashi. Ubursif Samach LaBavel the Einan Bnei Teira. They're not Bnei Teira. Because I mean in my Bursif Bur Sheshafu Es Meima Vali Nishtar BeKlum. Nothing remains. Or maybe Misham Tachshiyem Shiyemar. So Rashi says the nafkamina to know if it's Bavel or Borsif is legabi whether or not you need to say b'fanenechtav u'b'fanenechtav. Rav Nissim Goyin quotes from Adonenu Hay Zal. He quotes from Rav Hay Goyin, and he says a different shot. He says Bavel Borsif, Borsif Bavel. Kavon is davar zeh la'oyse sheshnina b'mishnah. What the Mishnah says in Gittin Amadalad, shina shema yushma, shem irei v'shem ira apostle. You need to write the accurate place of where the get took place. Hare noida ki bavel ubursif irachas hein v'get kasha. He says the nafkamina is for this particular din of writing the appropriate name in the get. Okay, it says the Mishnah by the Rishmal Eimer. Shlisha hadasim v'shteya rabbis lulav echad v'esrug echad. Quite interesting. Before we get to the next Mishnah of Esrug, you know, you would have thought, kind of first tell me the dinim of all the four minim, and then you can start to tell me the number which you need of each of the various four. It says the Rishmal, Shlish adasim, you need to take three adasim. Shtei haravis, to haravis, lulav echad v'asrug echad. Afilu, shnaim ketumim, echad eno katum. When it comes to adasim, even if two of them are katum, two of them have been niktum, have been clipped, it's okay, and one of them is not been niktum, it's okay. If you look at Rashi, afilu shnaim ketumim, adasim koi. So two can be clipped as long as one isn't. Oba gemara parach manafshach. Ikatam pasul, butzach shleisha, libay kulu shleimim. The ikatam kasher, lechshishlashtam ketumim. So, what is this business that two out of three can be in niktam? And the Gemara is going to say that Rabbi Shmuel is chazer boy from what he said originally. Originally, he required three, and so on. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, even if you bring only one, that's also going to be fine. We'll see. So again, Rav Shmuel Mishle Shadas and Mishnah Mishnah Rav is Lulu Echad Esr Gecha the Filu Shnayim Ketumim the Echad Einu Katum. Rabbi Tarfa Neim Afiru Shlashtan Ketumim, all three of them can be Katum. Says Rashi, the Leibay Hadar Bahadas. There's no requirement of Hadar. Now, when you think about it, a little bit difficult. I mean, you know, to the extent everything is Hukash Adad in one pasuk, like why not? There is a din, some say, that it's not that you don't require Hadar by Hadas, but if the tip of the Hadas is clipped, you won't really notice it. Because if you picture the Hadassim, where the leaves go up and they cover the tip, so if the tip of the actual stalk is clipped off, you won't necessarily notice it. So it's not so conspicuous. And therefore, it doesn't really detract in the Hadar, as opposed to, you know, the other things, the lulav, where you can see the tip, and you can see the tip of other things, but by Hadas, it is less, it's less visible, and so on. Rabbi Kiva Yom HaKishim, Shalulav Echad, V'Esog Echad, Hadas Echad, V'Rav Achas. Kiva says it's one of everything. One of everything, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Omer, creates Hadar Echad. Kapois, but it's written Chaser, and Kapois Tmarim is also Echad, because it's written Chaser. Anaf, eight Avos, Rashi says over here, three words. Anaf is one word, eight is one word, Avos, Shlesha. Arvi Nachal, Ishtayim. Vafiru Ishtayim Ketumim, V'Echad She'enu Katum. That is okay. Rabbi Tarfa Neimer Shleisha Vafilu Shlashtim Ketubim. All three of them can be nikta. Rabbi Kiva Neimer Kishayim Shulul Vechad Esrgechad Kachadas Echad Va'arava Achas. So they take out the words Omar Loi Rabbi Eliezer, because we haven't seen Rabbi Eliezer in this discussion. We mentioned Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Tarfan, and Rabbi Kiva. So the gears that they do is just Omar Rabbi Eliezer. Yahal Yehi Esrig Imahen Ba'aguda Achas. How do we know you put the three together, Lulav Hadas Man Aravas, but not the Esrig? I might think that the Esrig goes with it also. Yahal Yehi Esrig Imahen Ba'aguda Achas. Amres Vachi Nemar Pri Aids Hadar Vi Kapis tomorrow. Valele Nemar Ella Kapis. It says Lakafam Chamiyam Rishon Pri Aids Hadar. And then it says Kapis Tmarim V'Anaf Eitz Avos V'Arvi Nachal. So because of the Vav, that teaches me that those three go together. That the Esther does not go together with the other three. U'minayin Shema'akvin Ze'ezeh. And how do I know that they are Ma'akiv Ze'ezeh, that you need to have all four together? If you don't have all four together, you're not yet the Mitzvah U'lakachtem. Shtei Lekicha Tam. It needs to be a complete Lekicha. Needs to be a complete lekicha. Fine. So that tells me, Rashi says, Shemakman says, Im chasa achas mi'arboson, ein hashleisha mitzvah. The other three are not considered to be a mitzvah. Says the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs and Sherish Yud Aleph, v'zeh sherish dak lo hovin ma'oid. V'oivin dakus li'masha sapalacha. I'm going to explain to you the Socrates, says the Rambam. V'zeh shekol masha omru chachamim boya. Shahadabar v'haplini v'haplini ma'akvin ze'ezeh. Whenever you find this lashon, like we just saw, hineihu mavur shehem mitzvah achas. So that is a surefire way of knowing if it's one mitzvah or several mitzvahs, to the extent that it says they're ma'akvin zu'ezu. Gemari arba minin shevalulav melechem apanim im levoyne zaka shetiasi imay, and so on. That whenever they have, whenever it's one is ma'ak of the other, it's considered to be one mitzvah. Frag the Gemara Kasha. Rabbi Shmuel, you say two can be niktam and one must not be niktam. Rabbi Shmuel, man of shach, I shleimim boy, liboy nami yikulu. If they are to be shleimim, all of them should be shalim. Ni liboy shleimim, afilo chadin nami loy. So why does any of them need to be shalim? I'm going to be Rami Rabami. You're right. Chazabai Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was Chazabai. Rashi says, Chazabai Rabbi Shmuel, Mitchilas Devarev, Omer Shebechad, Umiyu Hadar Boy. Meaning it's one, but it needs to be one which is intact. one which is not nikta. Alma reviewed Amish Shmuel. Halacha Grib Tarfin says that it can all be nikta. How's the Shmuel is Amish? The Amr Lehu Shmuel Lahani the Mizavni Asa. Shmuel spoke to those who sell Hadassim. And he said to them, Ashvu Uzvino. Rashi says, Ashvu Uzvino means Michru Bishava. Sell at a reasonable price, Al Talu Al Demeim. Don't charge exorbitant amounts of money for the Hadassim. Mebnei Yishim of Akshim became Shleish Hadassim, the Shleimim. Many people want three Hadassim, which is Shalim. I'm telling you, sell it at a reasonable price. The Eloi, the Rishna Lachu, Krebi Tarfin. And if you don't do that, I'm going to tell, and I'm going to be Mepharsim, that we pass him like Reb Tarfin, that you can use three, and all three of them can be Ketumim, and in which case, it's very easy for people to find and pick up three broken or Ketumim Hadassim. So, my time, Elaim and Mishim to Makel, if the reason why he said he would pass like Tarfin is because Reb Tarfin is Makel to allow three Hadassim, which all three of them are Ketumim, but Lidrish Leu Karibi give it to Makel Tvei. He says you only need to have one Hadass. So, the Gemara, no. Tlasta Ketumim Shchichi. Chad Velikotam Le Shchiach. It's more difficult to find the one Hadass, which is a Niktam, as opposed to finding three, which are three of them which are Niktam, and therefore he paskins that the Ikra Dini paskins like a Tarfin, and you can use three Hadassim even if all three of them are Ketumim. Okay, we'll call it here.